Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. May I please speak to Dale?
This is her.
Hi, Dale. This is Monica. I'm calling with Family First Care.
Yes.
I'm reaching out to you because I sent you a text message regarding your TB test and your residency proof.
Yes.
I-9. Did you get
yes.
the test done?
No, I can't get it done. My insurance won't pay for it. I went to Family First, and they said Patients First, and they said my insurance wouldn't cover it. I would have to go to my family doctor. Well, I called my family doctor, and they don't have it in right now. So I have no idea where else to go.
Okay, let me see. You're in Levittown.
Yes.
Let's see, because we have urgent care clinics that we work with, but it's the AFC clinics. Let me see if there's anything that's close to you, and we can schedule an appointment if we have anything that's close.
Right.
Let me just check. Another reason why I was calling is because I actually just got your background check results back.
Yes.
And I wanted to discuss them with you, but I also needed your verbal authorization to discuss
okay.
it with Gary. Okay.
Yes.
So let me just look at your background check first, and then I'll look at the location for that people see.
Okay.
All right. So we saw here that you have a felony charge back in 1989 and as well as 2015 for the manufacture of a controlled substance?
Yes, that's what I told you that yesterday.
Okay, so I just need to let Sherry know it's part of our policy. If she is aware, that's fine. We just need her and you to sign a waiver, just agreeing that we have discussed the background check.
Yeah, that's no problem.
Okay.
She is still signing because I've been taking care of her now for the past 7-8 years, her and her husband.
Okay, perfect.
And now all of a sudden I can actually get paid for doing this.
Oh, wow, yes, you can. All right, so is Sherry with you right now?
Yes, she is.
Would you mind if I speak with her?
No, all right.
Thank you, Dale.
Hello.
Hi, Sherry, how are you? It's Monica with Family First Care.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to speak with you. It's part of our policy that once we get our background check results for a caregiver, if they have a felony charge, we have to disclose it with the client, okay? So I just
okay.
need permission to discuss her background check results with you.
Yeah.
In 1989, she does have a felony charge for a controlled substance.
Yes, I know about that.
Okay. And also in 2015, there was the same charge for the same manufacturer of controlled substance, okay?
That I do know.
Okay. So now, if both of you are agreeing...
Pardon me?
So if both of you are agreeing to work with each other, I'm going to send Dale a link to a waiver. And both of you need to sign this waiver.
Okay, but from now on, because you're on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, wait until we get everything
done. Until we get everything done, you can text her on her number. Because all I do is say, here, Dale. And
oh,
we couldn't call you back, and we didn't have the phone number of calling you back on anything.
Is this not Dale's number? I thought this was Dale's number.
No. No, this is the patient. This is Sherry.
Okay. Let me put it down here. Okay, so Dale's number is the one ending in 7862, correct?
7862 is the last four?
Yes.
Okay. Got it.
Now that we all have them programmed, we never remember numbers.
Oh, no worries. Yes, that definitely happens.
Yeah, so we can get a hold of you. That's why we wanted your number, because we didn't have Monica.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
All right, Sherry. So I'm going to go ahead and text